Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're at the very end of John chapter 16, and I want to encourage you to go and read verse 33. Jesus closes his conversation with the disciples with three of the most fortifying sentences I've ever read. Now, this is the third time Jesus has used the phrase, "I have said these things to you." The first time it was so that we would love one another, brothers and sisters in Christ. The second time, it was so that we would persevere in the faith. And now, whenever he says it's so that we will have peace, never leaving peace, undeniable peace, unstoppable peace, overcoming peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But the world does not know that the outcome has already happened. The game is still being played, but the game is already over. But you know it, so take heart. Be courageous in what the Lord has given us to do. You will pray for the fulfillment of the mission of making disciples in Hope, Arkansas, in the Philippines, in Minneapolis, Papua New Guinea. We will be faithful in planting both feet in the middle of the stream of God's purpose, and we will run into and through walls that the world attempts to put in our way because of the overcoming peace of Jesus Christ. So as we draw John 16 to a close, the question is your life freed up for the mission? Is it uncluttered of selfish desires and dreams and ambitions and simple everyday concerns, or are you still imprisoned and chained to the American dream, the idol of self? Well, go back and read John 16 and be reminded that Jesus has overcome the world, which should affect the way in which we pray and move in the world. Today, when you pray, please pray for Nathan Brewer and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the Pongwa LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.